A spy in the sky on Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon has spotted what it believes to be a Chinese spy balloon wafting over the western United States.
The spy balloon has apparently been over U.S. airspace for at least 2 days now. And officials say they believe the spy balloon has been flying over sensitive military sites to try to gather intelligence. Montana, for instance, is home to Malmstrom Air Force Base. That houses one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The Pentagon has reportedly decided against shooting the balloon down, fearing debris from it could hurt people on the ground, but says they've taken steps to prevent it from gathering sensitive information. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it a blatant disregard for U.S. sovereignty by the Chinese that must be addressed. Speaker says President Biden cannot remain silent, but the president declined to answer reporters' shouted questions about the balloon on Thursday. The House has voted Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar off the House Foreign Affairs Committee for anti-Semitic remarks. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries critical of the decision.
This type of poisonous, toxic, double standard is going to complicate the relationship moving forward between House Democrats and House Republicans.
But in the last Congress, Democrats removed several Republicans from their committees, setting the precedent. A federal appeals court has ruled the government cannot stop people who have domestic violence restraining orders against them from owning guns. This is based on last year's Supreme Court ruling in a New York State gun case. Attorney General Merrick Garland considering a possible appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. North Carolina's Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday on whether people convicted of felonies should be permitted to vote if they've been paroled, but haven't yet paid court-ordered fines. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Several members of Congress are urging the president to get behind a stalled police reform bill.
Leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus want President Biden to revive a police reform bill first considered by Congress after the death of George Floyd in 2020.
My hope is his dark memory first action that we've all been fighting for.
An emerging bipartisan bill floundered as lawmakers disagreed over qualified immunity for police officers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has opened to new legislative ideas.
This is a reality. We know how Congress works, right? Sometimes it's going to look different. And so that is okay.
Administration officials also say there could be additional executive action taken by the president. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's another night without power for hundreds of thousands of people in Texas. But repairs to lines damaged by ice and falling tree limbs may take another few days.
Once we have completed the work of restoring power, we will look to the lessons learned and build on our response for future weather-related incidents.
That's Travis County, Texas Judge Andy Brown, who says, unlike 2 years ago, these outages are not the result of a failure of the state's power grid. It's prison time for an Ohio man who prosecutors say wanted to become a terrorist.
Nasser al-Mandoji, an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to a terrorism charge. Prosecutors say he arranged with an ISIS supporter to travel to Afghanistan, where he planned to train with an ISIS offshoot group. The supporter was actually an FBI informant, and federal agents arrested the suspect at the Columbus airport before he departed in October 2018. He pled guilty in November to a federal charge of attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.